You're listening to the Physics Ed Podcast. For hundreds of ideas, free experiments and more, go to physicseducation.com.au. And now, here's your host, Ben Newsome.
Welcome again from the Physics Ed Podcast. No matter where around this world of ours you are, I hope you're doing well. And today, someone who is doing an extraordinary job for Pakistan is Abdul Rauf, who is the founder and president of the Pakistan Science Club, who, through project-based learning and inquiry-based approaches, really is popularizing science and technology to really help students and teachers pursue science through passion, and does a heap of work with training workshops, sessions, and so much more. Through humble beginnings, trust me, this is really growing. You'll hear through his story as we chat with him that he really has done an amazing job, and it's growing and growing and growing. So let's go find out exactly what he's done to be able to make this platform really help nourish and promote science culture in Pakistan and beyond, and why he did it in the first place.
This is the Physics Ed Podcast. We're all about science, ed tech, and more. To see 100 fun free experiments you can do with your class, go to physicseducation.com.au. That's physics spelled F-I-Z-Z-I-C-S. And click 100 free experiments.
Thank you so much, Ben. I'm very happy to meet you here. I'm very glad to know. I'm a big fan of yours, and I have been following since around 2009. And I often visit your website and learn a lot of things from you. So I'm really very happy to meet you here.
And thank you, by the way. I've watched the work that you've done, and it's really grown right across your country, and it's an astounding bit of work, and it's been consistent and dedicated. And I know this is an audio thing, so you can't see, but Abdul's connecting in from you can see his workshop. There's stuff that you 100% it's a true STEM educator.
This time I'm in my maker space. You can see behind me some tools and some things here.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So just gotta ask. There might be some people who haven't run into you, and that's understandable. So Abdul, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and more importantly, why you do it?
Well, I'm Abdul Rauf from Pakistan. I live in Karachi. I did master's in marine zoology from University of Karachi. And by profession, I am teacher, doing my special subjects like teaching physics, chemistry, and biology. So now I am full-time doing working in science club, and we have a You can say when we have not a big team, almost we have almost 10 to 15 members of the science club. So I'm doing full time, busy in science club and doing workshop, national and international workshop. So here's my introduction.
No, it's a fantastic introduction. And I believe it's a bit like what physics does. It's a small team, but you get around the place. You work with a lot of kids. How many kids did you work with last year?
Around last year, we have a number around 10 to 15,000 kids we engage in our house and in other cities and other schools. Mostly, Pakistan Science Club is a non-profit and non-governmental organization. So our model is very different from another organization. Registered as a non-profit organization, but we are self-sustainable model. We do a lot of the different type of programs to sustainable or science club. So that's why we work with private schools, we work with government schools, public schools. So our model is very different from other science clubs.
Yeah, I mean, and clearly successful with that many students coming through, which is amazing. What made you think, okay, I'm trained in my master's, I could work in this area, but now I'm going to set up a science club and to get into this? What sparked that idea?
Actually, the story of science, making of your establishing of science club is very interesting. If you allow me to, I will like to
Sure.
share with you. The story behind starting science club is quite interesting. When I talk about initiating a Pakistan science club, it goes back to my childhood. When I was inside the school during my childhood, I had a great enthusiasm for conducting science experiments. I used secretly platform various science experiment with my friends, and I had strong desire to become a scientist. So I want to build rocket and fly to moon with it. So, however, during that time, I was on a platform where I could go and conduct science experiment, giving practical shape of my ideas. This was something that deeply resonated my mind. Meanwhile, I had to move from my village to Karachi. And in Karachi, I continued my education while pursuing my education. The idea of becoming a scientist remained within me. During this period, I continued to conduct science experiment along with my education. But even here, there wasn't a platform to science club where I could freely to do all these things. During my studies, I started teaching in private schools. Where my subjects, especially related to science related, like chemistry, biology, physics. During that time, I moved away from traditional teaching method to and introduced experiential learning. In this experiential learning, I used hands-on science activity to engage students, emphasize concepts that were read through different experiments. Through hands-on science activities, experiment learning, I attempt to explain concepts of to students. The result was quite positive. The student interest in science significantly increased. So alongside this, I initiated after school science club voluntarily. I started volunteer without any payment. So the after school science club, I conducted various science projects and science different type of science activities. This was since I think this was in 2005. I'm talking about when I
Yeah.
was teaching in a private school. Later, after completing my education and obtained master degree, I had two path consider after my career in teaching. One option was to start traditional teaching, and other was to initiate my own club or my own startup. So the thought in my mind was the same as in my childhood. Just as I want to become a scientist and doing to be an inventor, so I couldn't find platform in my childhood where I could do science experiment freely. So I thought I so creating a platform for students like me. I invited a platform where students could freely practice their ideas, concept, conduct experiment, and create science projects. So this led to establishment of Pakistan Science Club in 2009, where the foundation of the club was lead with the aim to providing students with platform to freely explore ideas, conduct science experiment, doing their they can make a projects. They can say they utilize their image. They can create something what they are thinking about it. For example, they have idea to create something, rocket, something, robot. So they can make they can use our platform. They can come up or science club to make different type of thing. So that is my story where
Yeah.
yes, I start science club.
No, it's fantastic, and it's always a journey when you see what startups are like and where they go. And especially that time between 2005 and 2009 would have been very formulating years. As I think about these students coming into your maker spaces, so you're talking about, I want to build a thing to solve a problem. I mean, what ages are you dealing with here?
For example, mostly students come in makerspace. They are more passionate about doing some extraordinary things. So because in Pakistan, there are a lot of in our, for example, we're talking about in the education system, all things depend on memorization. They don't have a proper lab, or they don't do any practical, or they actually they don't have a maker space, or they only just similar like a without any hands-on experiment. So when the students come here, they have ideas to create something. So we make in Makerspace, we have a team. Most of your team are my students. They know they are graduate from universities. So the new one, a newcomer comes, so we provide everything with freely. We just charge, we have a membership system. But they come and we provide anything related to 3D printing or whatever laser cutting. So they do what means what they want to do, they can do easily in Science Club.
And that's fantastic. I mean, I actually wish I had a drop-in maker space. I don't have one. One day I'll have one. Dreams. Anyway, it'd be fun. But in the meantime, I've also seen a lot of photos where you've been out running science shows with kids surrounding you. And I mean, so yes, a science club, but are you working directly with the schools themselves?
Yeah, actually, we have two models science. One, we have a workshop and we have a science shows. We conducting science show. One thing I tell you, I got some ideas from your sites for science experiment to conducting science show. So in schools, we have a package similar like to like you. You have a big bang and for schools and we have different. So we have only two type of two. We have a science show for two age groups, for primary and for secondary education. So we offer schools and they contact us to do science show in schools. So mostly private schools approach us and we our science show or the science experiments are very similar and very linked to our national curriculum. So that's why more many people or many schools reach us and we do science shows and some of another organization like non-profit or non-governmental organization also contact us and they pay us for the science show and we conduct free of cost science show in private and government schools because they don't pay huge amount us no much amount of us. So we say that's we you can say follow this type of setup. We can they for example the CSR pay us and we conduct free science show in the schools and you see we there is some science fairs and science melas here resident doing some different organization like one of the biggest science fair held in Lahore, Pakistan, Lahore. This is called Science Mela. So the hundreds of peoples come and so these organizations invite us to conduct a science show in a big area for example in a big ground and big so more than 400, 500, 600 students gather around the stage and we're conducting the experiments. It was a really very interesting and very fascinating for us. Every time we do same experiment, but the audience attention and audience interest and audience interest, attention energize us to do science experiment, engage the activity. So it's quite amazing for us.
And like all communicators, we light up when we talk about it. I can see it's good fun. And what's fantastic is that ability as a conduit for social impact, especially when a group can fund that type of delivery and make a huge difference to sites that may not be able to afford a particular program under their own means. That's fantastic. So I'm just wondering, out of all the different science experiments, I'm kind of throwing this question out of the fly with no preparation, but always curious. What experiment you think, you know what, no matter how often I do it, It always raises the best questions from the students out of
Yeah.
all of them.
During the science, if we're talking about science shows, or the mostly we started from the questions. For example, the theme was the science show was how winds comes or how air. So we start with the questions of the. We take any topic. We take any question. And we start from the question. So we design all experiments related to the questions. So for example, we explain how winds happen or how winds moves. So we establish the science experiments to explain the low pressure, to explain how warm air and how hot air behave and how cold air behave. So we have create some teaching or some experimental tools to explain lively. So most students, when they see, when they learn in classroom about pressure, about heat and temperature, so when they see life in science show, so they understand very clearly, and they said that time they said, "Oh, sir, I'm very happy. First time I saw, and first I understand clearly what happened behind this thing." So this as far as you can say, we have students very freely to ask questions, and very we are. Happy to answer their questions in shows.
G'day, it's Ben here. I hope you're enjoying this particular chat. And guess what? There's so much more you can do with your science teaching. Head on over to physicseducation.com.au. There are complete and comprehensive teaching units that you can get your hands on. If you click on the top, you will find there are a whole bunch of scope and sequences, cross-curricular teaching ideas, hundreds of printable experiments and activities, videos, risk assessments, marking rubrics, you name it. It's all there and it's all linked to the curriculum, and it's something that you can implement right now. Head on over to physicseducation.com.au and check out what's on offer.
Absolutely. I think of some of the hot air demonstrations I work with. There's a standard balloon inflation over a bottle, and that's a good one to do, especially with young ones, as a demonstration. One which is kind of fun is, and you only get to do it a couple of times because the kids wreck the bags. Have you ever seen? It looks like a giant garbage bag. It's like, I don't know. I think I remember it being sold to me on feet, so I don't know in meters, but I think it was 18 foot. I'm sorry, I can't do the conversion off my head. I don't work in feet. But anyway, 18 foot, this huge, very thin, incredibly thin plastic bag. And all you got to do is tether it, tie it to somewhere, and put it out in the sun. That's all you got to do. And the material is so light, and it just becomes a density question. This bag, and it looks like a giant sausage. It's as long as a couple of cars. Suddenly, just floats up and over the top of the kids' heads. And it's so simple. The only problem with that experiment is not that repeatable because it's fragile. It's easily broken. Whereas some of the experiments, as we think as a show presenter, we want it to be able to be run over and over and over again. Some can be simple. It could be a tea bag rocket. Tea bag rockets work incredibly well. Others could be, and I've got to build another one. You see those tornado demonstrators where you have some hot water at the bottom, and you've got this plastic box around the outside that's clear, and it's got the cuts in the right spots vertically, where you suddenly get a convection current and a spiral of steam going up. Of course, demonstration, because we don't want kids to touch the hot things. But it's just fun. As us as educators, our job is really to take it off the textbook, away from the website, and make it real. And ideally, if it can, the next step is then the inquiry. So saying, what if we try this? Will we get a better result, yes or no? Or even further is, kids, what's your question? How might we test it? And that's where the real learning comes in.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's good fun. So as you look ahead to, I mean, right now as we record this, it's the start of 2024, and there'll be people who might listen to this a few years later, so they know where you've gone. But let's see if we can predict, sort of predict where we're going. Where do you imagine the Pakistan Science Club might go over the next year or two or even five?
That's the good questions. So actually, at this time, our model is very simple. Our model is we have three main prolonged strategy. Number one, we have science popularization program, where we conduct science shows, science workshop, STEM camps, winter camps. And second thing, the outcome of this program is to get the young talent. It means our program is a science talent search, where the science passionate peoples come around us and they become a member of Science Club, and we provide the opportunity to do experiment, to do we give them ch challenges like we have a lot of local community problems like electricity, waters, and a lot of things. We do the challenge and ask them to solve this challenge in within the community, within your local resources. So they come up with ideas, with the solution ideas, and so they create, we can say, for example, one of our students create a water system, water purification system. So we encourage to do not do just like experiment or just don't not make just a product. You have to make a proper product and to start their own entrepreneur journey, to start it the their own company. So we can probably say we have 3 to 4 startup companies where Science Club initiated. One of the science store where we have created a lot of science kits related to our science subjects. So these science kits are created by our members, our students, and they also learn some amount of money from the kits. And another startup is telescopes. We develop the telescopes and we locally manufacturing telescopes in Pakistan. So a science club model is because we are a non-profit, but we don't take any fund from any other organization. We have a self-sustainable. The self-sustainable model we earn from YouTube, we earn from our website, our experiments, we earn from our different type of program, also science shows. And the other thing is we have like a science stores, telescopes.pk and other startups. They fund Science Club to start their work. So your question is what the future in after 5 or 10 years? So now we are expanding our Science Club, or we collaborating with another countries, especially we are a member of China CAST, the World Organization of Science Literacy. So we are a member of the international organization. We also present Pakistan Science Club in Germany, the Falling Wall Engage program. So we are top 20 country top 20 organization from the engaging the from like in around the world. We are in top 20. So we first we are for example we are collaborating with international bodies. We can also collaborate with physics education with you, and we can invite you here to come Pakistan and do similar things in Pakistan. And that's why we are expanding gradually, slowly, with the collaboration, with making new entrepreneur businesses, and also these extending our business to schools, because I think schools they don't have a proper STEM instructor. They don't have a program because school teachers not prepare to 21st century skills. So we providing training related to robotics, 3D printing. So I think Science Club future is very bright. So I'm very happy. I'm probably say we can grow more rapidly in future.
This is fantastic, absolutely. And as I think about what you're doing with getting students linked with local community and solving problems like that. It does remind me of a past episode, and I'm heavily these days quite involved with a group out of Alaska, the T3 Alliance. They actually run work from Puerto Rico to Guam and all around the world in lots of ways now, where they link community with students who want to solve certain problems using STEM skills. And it's such a powerful thing because they seek the funding on behalf of the community to then solve the problems using the skills they've got at hand or taught with them, and they build from there. It's a really powerful model. And no, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. So I'm just curious, there'll be some people listening in who will be potentially in a different country completely. Because that's what happens with podcasts, they go around the world. So who might be considering of maybe leaving their traditional formal role and maybe considering setting up a science club. With those people, if you had them in front of you and you were able to impart some words of wisdom, what would you suggest would be some good steps they should take so that they can succeed?
Okay, for those looking to run their own science club, my advice to prioritize their experiential learning. Focus on hands-on projects and practical application of scientific concept to engage students. Collaborate with local communities, government bodies, and international organizations to enhance resources and support. Diversify income source to ensure long-term sustainability. And most importantly, nurture a passion for science in every student, making it accessible to all. So, if anyone want to start a science club, they should have a clear vision. So, what the object? What they have clear vision of at least 5 to 10 year. Okay, what after 10 year? What they see themselves, and they must have to sustainable model. Because if you have a lot of passion, but you cannot make it sustainable, you cannot run it in long term. So that's my advice to if you want to learn run science lab, you have to make a sustainable model to this.
I absolutely agree. I mean, there are grants out there. They exist. There are corporate benefactors. They exist. They also leave. And so,
Yes.
unless you've got a steady pipeline of that, I mean, I have seen, sadly, I mean, I'm now, as I stamp, time stamp this 20 years into doing this, I've seen a lot of fantastic projects start and then stop. And it's usually around the lack of sustainability. And then that really is key. No, absolutely. Abdul, thank you so much for joining me on this chat. It's been fantastic to chat with you.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to meet you, and congratulations. I see you have won many awards from Australia. That's very inspiring for me because you don't know, but when I searching in internet STEMs related activities, STEM related experiments, or doing science shows. So your physics education website inspiring a lot of things. I learned a lot of things from here. And I saw something when maybe one time I will meet you. So there's the day I meet
Yeah,
you. That's very nice to hear. Thank you so much. It's
no,
nice conversation.
it is, and it's wow, thank you. And that's I feel very humbled hearing that. And this is the thing which I love about this, because I've had past staff set up other companies similar to physics, and there's about three or four of them now. And they're doing a fantastic job. It's always nice to know. It's a bit like what teachers do with students. You kind of then the impact is real, especially if they make an impact on others. And that's really humbling to hear, because I suppose in some tiny way I guess we've helped. And certainly you're well on your way by a long way. It's a fantastic program that you got going, and well done.
Thank you so much.
We hope you've been enjoying the Physics Ed podcast. We love making science make sense. Why don't you book us for a science show or workshop in your school? If you're outside of Australia, you can connect with us via a virtual excursion. See our website for more.
So I hope you enjoyed that chat with Abdul Rauf. I certainly did. And considering his work in 2007 to make this happen in 2008, that passion has made a huge difference for Pakistan and beyond. So if you want to go find out more, look up paksc.org. So again, paksc.org. And as usual, we put these links in the show notes. So you can always go check that out and go find out how to get involved and maybe get in touch with them as well. So, look, thank you very much for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed this. I certainly did. And as usual, there are more episodes coming up on this podcast. You've been listening to me, Ben Newsom from Physics Education. This is the Physics Ed Podcast, and I hope to catch you another time.
You've been listening to another Physics Ed Podcast. We're excited about science. Subscribe to us on iTunes to download the next episode as soon as it's released. And don't forget, for hundreds of ideas, free experiments, our new Be Amazing book and more, go to physicseducation.com.au. That's physics spelled F-I-Z-Z-I-C-S.
This podcast is part of the Australian Educators Online Network. AEON.net.au.